मनस्विनो मंत्र विधा सुमंगला क्षेमं न विन्दन्ति विनाय दर्पणं तस्मै सुभद्रा श्रवसे नमो नमः Respectful obeisances unto the all-auspicious Lord Sri Krishna again and again, because the great learned sages, the great performers of charity, the great workers of distinction, the great philosophers and mystics, the great chanters of the Vedic hymns, and the great followers of Vedic principles, cannot achieve any fruitful result without dedication of such great qualities to the service of the Lord. Purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Advancement of learning, a charitable disposition, political, social, or religious leadership of human society, philosophical speculations, the practice of the yoga system, expertise in the Vedic rituals, and all similar high qualities in man, serve one in the attainment of perfection only when they are employed in the service of the Lord. Without such dovetailing, all such qualities become sources of trouble for people in general. Everything can be utilized either for one's own sense gratification or in the service of one other than oneself. There are two kinds of self-interest also, namely personal selfishness and extended selfishness. But there is no qualitative difference between personal and extended selfishness. Theft for personal interest or for the family interest is of the same quality, namely criminal. A thief pleading not guilty because of committing theft, not for personal interest, but for the interest of society or country, has never been excused by the established law of any country. People in general have no knowledge that the self-interest of a living being attains perfection only when such an interest coincides with the interest of the Lord. For example, what is the interest of maintaining body and soul together? One earns money for maintenance of the body, personal or social. But unless there is God consciousness, unless the body is being properly maintained to realize one's relation with God, all good efforts to maintain body and soul together are similar to the attempts of the animals to maintain body and soul together. The purpose of maintaining the human body is different from that of the animals. Similarly, advancement of learning, economic development, philosophical research, study in the Vedic literature, or even the execution of pious activities like charity, opening of hospitals, and the distribution of food grains should be done in relation with the Lord. The aim of all such acts and endeavors must be the pleasure of the Lord and not the satisfaction of any other identity, individual or collective. Sam Siddhir Hari Toshanam. In the Bhagavad Gita, the same principle is confirmed, where it is said that whatever we may give in charity and whatever we may observe in austerity must be given over to the Lord or be done on His account only. The expert leaders of a godless human civilization cannot bring about a fruitful result in all their different attempts at educational advancement or economic development unless they are God-conscious. And to become God-conscious, one has to hear about the all-auspicious Lord as He is described in literature like the Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam. He's herein inquiring from Srila Shukadeva Goswami into the subject of the process of creation. And Shukadeva Goswami, before beginning this explanation, first begins a series of beautiful verses in prayer to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna. Because Shukadeva Goswami understood that he is the eternal servant of the Lord, that all knowledge is coming from the Lord. In fact, everything that exists is utterly depending on the mercy of the Lord. So we should never be under the illusion that we can offer any benefits to others because of our own good qualities. Whatever power we have to help another person is the power of Krishna. Krishna may give us the opportunity to act on His behalf, but the mercy, the benefits that we can offer anyone is not our own, but it is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And a devotee is one who recognizes this at all times, in all situations, that I am simply the agent, the instrument in the hands of Krishna. Or to be more specific, the instrument in the hands of those great personalities who are giving us the opportunity to serve the Supreme Personality of Godhead. In this way, whatever we do, it is a service to Krishna. Krishna explains in Gita, Yad karoshi yad ashnashi yad juhoshi dadasya yad tapasyasi kondaya tat kurusha madharapana. And the understanding of this beautiful sloka is clearly being revealed in Srila Prabhupada's purport, that whatever we do, whatever we eat, whatever charity we give, whatever we may offer or sacrifice, should be done as an offering to Krishna. When you're giving in charity, what charity do you offer to Krishna? Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He is Lakshminath. He is the Lord and Master of the Goddess of Fortune. He is the proprietor of everything that exists, Sarva Loka Maheshwaram. What is it that we can give to Krishna? The misled philosophers have created this idea of Daridra Narayan, that the poor people are Narayan, and by giving them food or giving them shelter or giving them some hospitalization, you are doing service to Narayan, because they are Narayan coming in the form of a poor person, a helpless person. But this is a great illusion, and it is contradictory to true understanding of religion, because Narayan can never be poor. Narayan can never be helpless. Narayan is never in need of anything material. The part and parcel of Narayan, who is under the conception that they are in this material body and that they are this body, they may be in need. They may be in a helpless condition. You may be able to help them. But Narayan is never poor. Narayan is never in need of any material assets from us. So how is feeding the poor a service to Narayan if Narayan is never poor? It is being explained here. If we understand that whatever we have to give to this unfortunate person, it is the property of Narayan. He possesses all opulences. He is Satchit Ananda. He is always eternal, full of knowledge and full of bliss. And he is supplying everything. And as his instrument, if we take what belongs to him and utilize it for the benefit of another in such a way that that person gradually comes closer to Narayan, if we use it not only for the person's body and mind, but also for the elevation of the soul, that is a service that is pleasing to Narayan, and in this way, it is service to Narayan. If in charity, like so many institutions, you give some meat or some other unmentionable foodstuff to somebody who's starving, that is not service to God. That may be service to a hungry body, but it is not even good service, because you are not only implicating yourself, but you are implicating the other person in the sinful activity of the reactions of the killing of an animal. That is called charity in the mode of ignorance, where it is neither good for you, nor it is good for the person you're giving it to, nor it is good for anyone. To give the wrong thing to the wrong person in the wrong place at the wrong time is charity in the mode of ignorance. But if you give that person prasad, spiritual foodstuff that elevates his soul, you are doing it under the instruction of Krishna. You are doing it for the real welfare of that person. That charity is directly a service to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, because you are serving the interest directly of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Bhagavad Gita categorizes every type of activity in the mode of ignorance, passion, goodness, and in the service of the Lord directly. Charity in the mode of passion is when we give for the sake of our own prestige. Charity in the mode of goodness is actually to be selfless, to actually try to help someone, but on the physical and mental level. That is sattva guna. But charity in the service of the Supreme Personality of Godhead is that charity which elevates, enriches, and purifies the soul of the person you are helping. And that is the greatest expression of love. Srila Prabhupada explains, charity opening hospitals, distribution of food, they should be done in relation with the Lord. It is not that these things in and of themselves have to be material charity. It is a question of our consciousness. It is a question of how we utilize the very purpose that we are trying to serve. So in every situation, A Krishna conscious person is aware that whatever I have to help anyone, it is not mine, it is Krishna's. I cannot be merciful, but Krishna is merciful. I have nothing to express my mercy, but Krishna has everything. Do we want to be his instrument? Do we want to express his mercy through our life? That selfless consciousness is devotional service. A devotee takes no credit. A devotee gives all credit to Krishna. And it is this reason that we are studying Srimad Bhagavatam as the most important, the cream of all Vedic literatures. Because Shukadeva Goswami is speaking in this mood of total dedication and selfless devotion to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Maharaj Parikshit asked Shukadeva Goswami questions which require very, very technical, philosophical explanations. And Shukadeva Goswami, because he was a selfless instrument in the Lord, Krishna was directly speaking through him. And he invoked Krishna's presence to speak through him by first offering prayers, offering himself as a helpless, dependent servant of the Lord. My Lord, you are everything. We are completely depending on you. When we approach Krishna in this way, then Krishna can manifest himself through us. This world is full of suffering, and Krishna has the power to alleviate the suffering of this world. He is simply waiting for those spirit souls within this world to simply be willing to surrender to him and allow him to manifest his mercy through them. His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, he told us that when we say his divine grace means Krishna's divine grace. And it is manifesting through Srila Prabhupada. Why? Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prestaya Bhutami Srimati Bhakti Vedanta Swamini Tinamani. Because he has taken shelter of Krishna. One who takes shelter of Krishna becomes so dear to Krishna that Krishna can perform any work through that person. Mukam Karoti Vachalam Pangum Langayate Giri Yatripathamaham Bande Sri Gurum Dinataranam. One who takes shelter of Guru can perform many miraculous activities beyond his capacity. Because Guru is the transparent via medium by which Krishna's mercy, Krishna's power is coming. Therefore, in Vaishnav philosophy, everything is dependent on this type of humility. That I am not the doer, nor will I ever be the doer. Krishna is the doer. Let me just surrender. Let me just assist the previous acharyas in their work. The carpenter can do many nice things if he has tools or instruments that are willing to cooperate. The doctor can perform many life-healing surgeries if he has instruments that are cooperative. But he is the doer. We give the credit to the doctor, not to the knife. So we should consider ourselves that knife. And we should consider our guru and the parampara and ultimately Krishna as the doctor. We should simply be used, whatever way Krishna wants us to use. In this way, we can do real work for the real benefit of all living beings. Shukadev Goswami is glorified even by the Supreme Personality of Godhead Himself. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to this world, he would hear Srimad Bhagavatam every day when he was living in Jagannath Puri at the house of Gadadhar Pandit, Tota Gopinath Temple. He would spend hours each and every day simply hearing the beautiful verses of Srimad Bhagavatam. In this way, the Lord of all creations is glorifying His own devotee, Shukadev Goswami, by hearing His narration. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu called Bhagavatam Amalam Puranam, the pure, spotless Purana, which is meant for the ultimate salvation all living beings, of all classes of men. Because Shukadev Goswami was such a humble, selfless soul. Just like when you take the water from the Ganges and you offer it back to the Ganges, you should not feel proud that how charitable I am, that if not for me, the Ganges, Mother Ganges, would die of thirst. But I am so benevolent that I am giving her some water to preserve her life. She has unlimited water. But we are simply willing to be an instrument to offer it back to her. Shukadev Goswami, he is speaking to Maharaj Parikshit by giving transcendental knowledge for the pleasure of Krishna. He is speaking the words of Krishna for the pleasure of Krishna. And Krishna is unlimitedly ecstatic when he receives such a humble offering of such a devotee's surrender and dedication. This is the essence of devotional service. That whatever we do should be done in great humility for the pleasure and the service of Krishna. And how everything is to be done in the service of Krishna is explained here. Not for your own interest, but for Krishna's interest. Srila Prabhupada explains there are two kinds of selfish interest, personal and extended. People in this world feel that extended selfishness is selflessness. But here, Srila Prabhupada exposes such a misconception. To work for your own self-interest is concentrated selfishness. To work for the self-interest of those who are near and dear to you is simply an extended type of selfishness. But there's really no difference. If someone is working very, very, very hard for their family, they consider this is a great form of dharma. Selfless work. To maintain the wife, the children, the mother, the father, the in-laws, and everyone else. But according to these spiritual principles, it is really no difference than just working for your own self. Because it is an extended form of selfishness. There are two types of selfishness, I and mine. To work for the interest of me and to work for the interest of those things which are mine, which are in relation to me. That is not only our family, but that is also our race, our nation, our country. It is all a type of selfishness. What is the difference between selfless and selfish? Knowledge. To understand that everything is the property of God and to use everything in God, according to God's will, that is selfless. Then you are putting aside your own conception for the purpose of the true proprietor. And Srila Prabhupada uses this wonderful example that if you rob a bank and you go to court and the judge says, what do you plead, guilty or not guilty? And you say, not guilty, Your Honor. Why not guilty? Because I didn't steal the money for myself. I did it for my family. Will he say, oh, I didn't know. Please forgive us. You are free. Will any judge say like that? Maybe in Kali Yuga, if you pay him enough bribe, he will. But generally, he's not supposed to. In this way, even if you say that I robbed this bank so that I could feed the poor in Bombay, because they are my Bombayites, still you will go to jail. Doesn't matter. You have no right to steal, because it is another man's property. In the same way, we should know everything is the property of Krishna. And everything should be done as an offering to Krishna. Everything should be done as an instrument in the service of Krishna. And for this, we need spiritual guidance to understand how to dovetail everything in Krishna's interest and actually be really, truly selfless servant of the Lord and of all living entities. Shukadev Goswami is describing here that all various classes of spiritual personalities, whatever great qualities they may have, only have spiritual significance and only give a real fruitful result if they are offered in the service of Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And this is a very important understanding. Within the scriptures we find many, many great personalities. Durvas Muni, he was such a mystic, such a powerful, powerful living being. But yet, Ambarish Maharaj, who was just doing his humble tapasya in the service of Krishna, he achieved the fruit of the highest attainment in life. Whereas Durvas Muni, because he was not performing his tapasya in a mood of bhakti, in a mood of service to the Lord, the result of his tapasya was that the Sudarshan Chakra came chasing after him, and he was running here, there, and everywhere. He ran to the heavenly planets, to Brahmaloka, to Shivaloka, to Vaikuntha Loka, and ultimately he came to the realization that what is the use of all my great powers? You cannot escape the reactions to your own activities. And he realized that because Ambarish is a devotee, whatever he is doing is actually of great spiritual value. And Durvas Muni, although he's actually a great devotee, he was actually under Yoga Maya. You should not think Durvas Muni was just an illusion soul. He was actually under Yoga Maya. Otherwise, how is it that he can go to Barasana and give Srimati Radharani the benediction that whatever you cook will taste like nectar And anyone who tastes your cooking will never become old or diseased. Such a personality. He's actually a very great soul. But Krishna uses him to show the plight of those who are not bhaktas. Sometimes he uses the greatest devotees for the purpose of showing what the result is if you're not a great devotee. But the lesson is there to be learned, that this personality, although so great and so powerful because he was not doing it in the service of the Lord with humility and devotion, it was all useless. Srameva hi kevalam. And the yajnik Brahmins, they were very good at giving in charity and chanting so many Vedic mantrams. But it was all a waste of time because it was not done in the service of the Lord. Whereas their wives, these Brahmanis, simply by giving a little food and taking some risk, they achieved life's perfection in Krishna consciousness. Chaitanya Charitamrita, we read of so many very, very great learned Brahmins. Gopal Chapala was a learned Brahmin. Gopal Chakravarti was a very, very, very scholarly person. But because they were not offering their scholarship in the service of the Lord, it was all a waste. So we evaluate everything only on the basis of how much it pleases Krishna. Devotees should never, ever, ever be fooled by material energy to calculate anything on any other basis. We may think that someone is successful in their efforts because they are making a lot of money, or because they are gaining a lot of votes, or they are getting a lot of power. This is all temporary. And materialistic people may think, yes, just see, this person has come from nothing and now he is so many crores and crores of rupees, so many millions and billions of dollars. But a devotee looks at such a person and thinks, what a waste. What is the use? What does his soul need that money? His soul is starving, lonely. Someone may become very, very famous, very expert at a particular skill or quality. Beautiful singer, beautiful musician, beautiful artist, wonderful spokesman. A person may become a very, very expert businessman or politician or cook or housewife, whatever it may be. If it is not pleasing to Krishna, it is all a waste. It is just a pitiful, useless waste of human energy. That's all. We calculate everything on this principle alone. The value is to the degree it is pleasing to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Because whatever we do, it only benefits our soul, our true self, to the degree it is pleasing to Krishna. So Rupa Goswami has given us a simple formula. You accept what is favorable for devotional service and you reject what is unfavorable for devotional service. We are not concerned with the fashions or the illusions of the way people evaluate things in this world. This city of Bombay, such a wasted civilization. Just look around what people are chasing after and mad after. Everywhere we see the advertisements for cellular phones and various cinemas and various magazines explaining the various scandals of the actresses and the actors and the politicians. Everyone's striving so many promises by the banks for lower interest, where you can get better cars and better homes. The magazines, the newspapers, the televisions, the roadsides, everything is just completely saturated with trying to delude people to think that they will be happy and make progress in life through material efforts. And even the colleges and the universities, they are putting so much pressure, what to speak of colleges and university, even the elementary schools and the high schools, so much pressure on these young people with so much promises of prosperity and success in life by material efforts. It is all a waste. People do not understand what is human life meant for. Patato brahma jigyasa. Human life is meant for self-realization. It is not meant for all this nonsense. It's a dog-eat-dog world. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati said, the world of the cheaters and the cheated. Actually, everyone is just making you think that you will succeed, but their real interest is their own interest. What is the story of that, the stork, big bird? He was very hungry to eat fish, but he couldn't get to the fish. So he started talking to a crab and said to the crab that actually there's a fisherman coming in a few days with a big, big net, and he's going to catch all these fish and kill them all in this lake. So he said it in such a way that all the fish could hear. So the fish were becoming very afraid, and they said to the stork, what to do? What to do? Is there any way that we can get out of this lake and go somewhere else where we will be protected from this fisherman when he comes? He said, yes. He said, every day I will come and I will take some of you, I will take as many as I can out, and I will put you in a nice lake nearby which is very safe. Because he wasn't fast enough to catch them. So they said, all right. So he'd come every day, and they would all gather, and they'd all jump in his mouth. He'd open his mouth, and as many as possible would jump in his mouth, and then he would take them to some secret place, and he would eat them all and spit out the bones. This is the world of the cheaters and the cheated. And this is what's happening. People are promising, oh, you will have this and you will have this. You just give your money to me. You just buy this from me. You just learn this from me. You give your time and human energy and I will make you successful. I will solve your problems. But actually, are they really concerned with solving your problems? They're concerned with solving your own problems, and they will eat you if that's what it takes. Dog-eat-dog world. Cheaters and the cheated. So we should not be fooled by this propaganda of world society. We should understand the only thing that has real value is that which is pleasing to Krishna. That which invigorates the natural tendency of the love of the soul. That which cleanses the heart is pleasing to Krishna. That which is done in meek humility, according to Krishna's desire, that is pleasing to Krishna. And the most pleasing of all services is to help others to become free from material suffering by giving them Krishna consciousness. In this way, we are so eternally indebted to His divine grace, Śrīla Prabhupāda. Because he is not only giving us the path by which we can purify our own heart, by hearing the glories of the Lord through Srimad Bhagavatam, by chanting the holy names of the Lord, by worshipping the deity of the Lord, our heart is being cleansed. Our natural instincts to love God is being awakened. And this is pleasing to Krishna. But Srila Prabhupada is not stopping there. He wants to give us the topmost opportunity, because there is nothing more pleasing to Krishna, according to his own words in Bhagavad Gita, than giving the message to others, to help others stop from suffering. Krishna is all merciful. He was all compassionate. If you be an instrument of his mercy and his compassion upon others who are suffering, there is no service more pleasing to Krishna. And therefore, there is no higher utilization of this human form of life. So Srila Prabhupada has so kindly engaged us in the service of the preaching movement of Lord Chaitanya. Not just to sit in a holy place and chant Hare Krishna, but even to come to these congested cities and go to the marketplaces and go to people's homes and go to the universities and somehow or other, not to exploit, not to cheat, but to serve, to help, to give them Krishna, to give them the opportunity to perfect their own lives, to rescue them from being exploited by the cheaters and the cheated of this world society. To give them the illumination and the knowledge, the intelligence by which they can discriminate between reality and illusion. There is no service more pleasing to Krishna than to preach Krishna consciousness, or to in some way assist those persons who are preaching Krishna consciousness. And thus we should know that Srila Prabhupada is really giving us the ultimate fortune by allowing us to assist him in the most pleasing service to Krishna, by distributing books, by making the temple a wonderful refuge for people, by distributing prasad, by having Hari Kirtan. This is our great fortune. But we should perform all these activities in the mood that Shukadeva Goswami is here in explaining, that ultimately it is Krishna who is doing. We are just allowing ourselves to be utilized by him for his purpose, for his pleasure. That is the perfection of all of our aspirations in life. Thank you very much. Is there any questions?